This report is essentially asking and looking at a very simple question in terms of what happens to immigrants, especially recent immigrants, when they move to Ottawa-Gatineau and begin to try to establish a new life for themselves in this metropolitan area that is itself quite complicated in terms of finding employment. The reason that I think Ottawa is a particularly interesting example to look at labor force experiences is, first of all, very few individuals, whether immigrant or Canadian born, find employment in manufacturing or in producer services in the metropolitan area. In many ways, Ottawa-Gatineau is an excellent example of a post-industrial economy where people find the majority of employment in either business services or in consumer services. So in some ways, Ottawa-Gatineau is a really interesting place to look at the labor force experiences of immigrants because it is such a strong example of a post-industrial economy where there's very little opportunity for anyone to find employment in traditional industries such as manufacturing. It's also an interesting place to look at labor force experiences because it's also a divided jurisdiction between two provinces, Gatineau being in the province of Quebec, Ottawa in the province of Ontario. And it's also a metropolitan area in which Canada's two official languages play an important role in the ways in which people find employment in the city. Finally, one of the other reasons why Ottawa-Gatineau is so interesting to examine is that the region's largest employer, the federal government, by and large does not employ individuals who are not citizens within its workforce. So this is a very unique metropolitan area in terms of people being able to find employment with the largest employer in the metropolitan area.